This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show, one of our favorite athletes in the history of DFW, the great Sean Lee. Sean Lee in the house. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing well. What's the deal, guys? How you doing?
Man, we're doing great. We're fired up to have you on the show. And, of course, you're going to be at Mudbug Bash on Saturday in Arlington at Levitt Pavilion. We're super stoked about having you there at the big event for us. And we'd like to know your crawfish background. Are you a crawfish guy? How are we so blessed as to have a Sean Lee appearance? Because we're super excited about it.
Well, you know what? Some of the guys on the team have kind of showed me the way with the crawfish. Because, you know, I grew up in Pennsylvania, never touched crawfish growing up. And then, you know, guys from Louisiana like Dak, LC, they've kind of brought me to a boil, showed me how to peel them, showed me how to do the whole thing. And I love them. I mean, being able to sit, hang out, eat, have fun with it, there's nothing better.
So for me, it's one of those questions. I'm curious what your approach is. Is throughout the course of eating those things, how many times do you stop down and clean yourself? Do you wait and do it at the end? Or do you kind of do it as you go and then have to start over again after every couple?
No, I wait to the end. But I'm terrible with them, trying to peel them. I mean, I make a mess out of them. I barely get meat out. I mean, I'm constantly trying to find a proper way to do it. And even when guys have showed me, I can't do it. I mean, it's something that I got to continue working, to be honest. But it's always fun, you know, trying to get better at it and having a blast with the guys.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I'm looking forward to the party. For me, it's too much work for like a fourth of a chicken nugget, so it's not my thing either. But I do love.
I like the corn. I like the potatoes. I mean, I like everything that comes with it too. You know, the whole world that comes out of it. You know, and then maybe having a cigar afterwards. You know, chilling out with the boys. That's where it's always fun.
That's what it's all about. Talking to Sean Lee on the Ben and Skin Show. He will be there at Mudbug Bash on Saturday. Along with, who's going to be there?
We got
there?
Travis Frederick and Amari Cooper and, oh, man, your boy Leighton Vander Esch.
Yes.
Wow, this is a good time.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's just dive right in. With regard to you, we were super stoked that you decided to come back. We were worried that you might leave. Now, you've got a lot of options. You could have gone and played somewhere else. Obviously, there's a lot of good linebackers on this team now. You could have gone somewhere else. You could have gone into coaching. The minute you want to, you can do that. But we're super excited that you still are going to be suiting up for the Dallas Cowboys. So walk us through the decision and how you ended up coming back.
You know, I after the season, obviously, you know, some of the injury issues and the frustration dealing with that, you know, it was, you know, I needed to take a little time after the season to kind of figure out where I was and what I wanted to do. And I mean, but literally it took me maybe 4 or 5 days where I'm like, look at the type of team we have. Some of these teammates are great friends of mine who I love coming to work with. Look at the opportunity we have ahead of us. And I felt so blessed to be part of this organization, to be part of this, you know, have fans support us, support me. You know, I said I have to find a way to come back and try to help any way I can and get back on the field with these guys and hopefully win a championship. I mean, obviously, it's tough dealing with those injuries and you feel like you're letting people down, and that weighed on me big time. But knowing what type of group we have and what I think we can do, I think after a while I said I have to find a way to get back.
Sean, I'm always very curious when you're dealing with people who have high-profile, very time-intensive jobs, and as you're going through this process, and for you, as you said, it only took 4 or 5 days, but I'm sure your wife knows you well. Does she weigh in with her thoughts? Does she stay out of it? How does she factor into the equation?
Well, she's always supported me no matter what. And, you know, she's been half the reason I've been able to come back from injuries and continue to play. And I think she knew that even when I was considering maybe retiring, she knew it was a matter of time before that, you know, that fire comes out. And I don't think she ever really thought I was going to retire, and she knows how much I love the game, and how she supports me is just unbelievable. So we went to Europe, We spent like 12 days there, had a blast. And by the time I came back, you know, I kind of said there, I think I'm going to make another run at this. She goes, yeah, of course you are, mm-hmm. you know, because she knows how much I love it. And it's been a blast, this whole thing. And she's been unbelievable during all of it.
It's way too early for you to retire. You can't. I mean, you've got all that pent up football aggression. If you retire now with all the hits you still have to give, you'll just end up smacking people at barbecues and youth sporting events,
yeah,
I'd
be in jail. This is. You know, I'd be.
We're talking to Sean Lee here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, let's talk a little bit about your team, and let's start with, you know, how did you react to the Jason Witten news? Did you talk to him much leading up to it? I mean, you guys have played together for so long. How did that strike you?
I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I was, when I heard the news, it's something that I think we all wanted. I mean, we missed him dearly last year, and I think when we saw him during the year last year, we saw how much he missed it. You know, and he's still an unbelievable football player. When he retired, he was an unbelievable football player. The leadership he brings, what he brings on the field, I mean, to me, he's a guy I've always looked up to and followed him to really show me the way, how to practice on the field, how to practice off the field, and have him back. I mean, I think we're going nuts. And even seeing him now, just how he's running around, how he approaches it every day, I mean, man, it's like he hasn't lost anything, and it's like he just has come back in. It's been seamless, and it's been so much fun.
Talking to Sean Lee on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. He'll be at Mudbug Bash on Saturday. Get your tickets, 105.3thefan.com/mudbug. Man, the most controversial question I can ask you involving you, and this is, man, I hate to throw this fastball at your head right now, and you might get upset with me, but I need to know, are you officially a hot boy?
Ooh, great question.
No, listen. In my mind, I'm a hot boy. But am I actually in the group? No, I'm not in the group. Was I in the group at one point? Maybe. And then I got kicked out of the group. And I don't know why I got kicked out, but I'm not happy about it. I mean, halfway through the, you know, I took the picture at picture day.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, boom, I'm in it. And all of a sudden, I get the word about 3-4 weeks in the season, I'm not in it anymore. You know, that I don't check all the boxes of the hot boys, and there's certain things that I have to adjust to be a hot boy. So, no, I'm not in the group. I'm not happy about it.
Man, this is like when one of the rappers goes solo in a classic rap group. This is This is really troubling. I mean, I know you don't want to say the wrong thing here, but I can tell there's some tension and some beef, and maybe a rebuttal record will be recorded at some point.
I do feel betrayed.
Well, could you be the lone hot boy? Or the other hot boys and start a subgroup? I mean, could you look into going another direction there?
Well, I have worked on maybe starting another group.
Oh.
And it has not gained much traction.
Oh, no.
hasn't gained a lot of traction. You know, and I'm talking to a couple fringe hot boys.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We had the hot boy B team for a while.
Right.
But that got faded out quick.
I feel like you could scoop up some special teamers. And just kind of start own scalding boys or something. I don't know.
I'd be down with any of the guys. But
who is
part of the problem is too. I can't. You know, they won't let me do a handshake now. I mean, I was.
Oh, come on.
Not. I mean, that's some of the problem.
Yeah, I'd talk to a lawyer immediately. And then, you know, in terms of some of the fringe hot boys, who is beside yourself? You're a high profile, highly accomplished NFL veteran, and you know it's ridiculous that you're not in that, but who is like the other number one fringe hot boy that maybe you could look to start something with?
So we got, I mean, the guy, some of the guys in the secondary, you know, like we got Cheeto, we got Kayvon Frazier. Mm-hmm.
Cheeto didn't get in?
No, Cheeto's not in, you know, and you know, Leighton's not in, and I'm thinking we might have to make a power move.
Yeah,
a couple things out.
Clearly,
you know, I've gone right to the source too, Deke and Ty Crawford, and you know, I've gone there a couple times. I've got denied, so it doesn't look good. But I'm thinking if we have another group that comes along, we might be able to power play them. We'll see.
I'd like to see you and Leighton start a really cool electronic duo. You know, just something a little different style than the hot boys. I don't know, maybe something quirky with some analog synthesizers. I don't know. Just thinking out loud here, Sean.
Yeah, I don't know how well. I don't know if Leighton be down with that. I don't think he'll do any of that.
All right.
I don't think
he's. All right. So, talking to Sean Lee on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, did you officially get on Instagram? Are you now a social media guy? What is going on with that?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, and I think you saw it didn't go very smoothly. the first post. Like, apparently, if you put a couple pictures on it and they all crop one way, you know, you can't change the crop. I'm still working on really how to post the pictures. But I put three pictures up, and then the second one had all the heads cut off. So I tried to fix it, and then I said, screw it, I just repost the picture. So I did that, and then I put my favorite one, you know, like I posted one with Dirk. Just put that up, who's just incredible guy, and so excited about the career he had. But yeah, I'm on it, and it's been great, actually. It's been a lot of fun. I've avoided this for a long time, and you know, I think you guys questioned me a couple years, maybe back in 2013, why am I not on this? So I finally found a way to get on it, which has been a lot of fun.
I think it's actually more surprising that you're on it now. I mean, just because of, you know, the mythology of Sean Lee, of having no time for anything but football. Obviously, you take your time to decompress and travel and stuff. I love that you're on it. I think it's really cool, and I'm surprised by it. But looking down at that picture of Dirk, was that from the final home game, the Tuesday night game?
No, that's from the his charity baseball game.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, so that's from a little bit back. But we had a blast going out there and celebrating him. They did an unbelievable job honoring him. And, you know, just to be able to, the type of guy he was, he's a once-in-a-lifetime player and person. So we had to find a way to get out to celebrate him as a group.
That was so awesome. And so Sean Lee on Instagram, 50, the number 50, then underscore Sean Lee, 50 underscore Sean Lee. He has three posts. He already has 50,000 followers. And I love the picture of you and Dirk. And there are some similarities here, and I'll tell you how. You know, people very close to Dirk will tell you he's the hardest worker they've ever, ever, ever seen. Like, he works relentlessly. And, you know, Skin and I have a story. We covered him in an all-star game. We were like, hey, where should we go in L.A.? It was in L.A., and he goes, well, there's a movie theater across from the gym that I rent to do my private workouts. Like, he didn't know anywhere to go. Now, that's a very Sean Lee thing. It's like, and you know, you are a hard, hard worker too. But this is the part that I love that picture. The reason I love that picture you posted is because somebody close to him told me, you know how everybody loves camaraderie in a locker room? Well, no one has ever loved that more than Dirk. And listening to you talk about your teammates, you're having so much fun. There's so much joy in your voice. You love your teammates. I think that's a similarity, and I think that's probably a part of the reason why Dirk continued to come back and why you came back, because that camaraderie is so incredibly awesome in the room.
It is, and you know, I've told family and friends, I said, I feel like I'm playing high school football again. You know, you grow up with your friends in high school, and it's really hard to mimic the intimate nature of high school football because of how deep those roots run with your buddies. Well, that's what I feel like with this team. I mean, guys who support each other through tough times, who work hard, who are like-minded, who love each other. You know, it's just fun to come to work every day and trash talk each other, compete against each other. You don't get that all the time. And to be honest, and winning a championship are the main reasons I came back.
It feels like you guys are really close, Sean. If you had to kind of boil it down, what would you say is the one thing to kind of quote unquote put you guys over the top, if there is one thing?
Well, I think it's the shared sacrifice that we put in every day. I mean, we, you know, it's one thing to be close, but it's another thing to come in and push each other every day to work. And I think kind of going through what we went through last year, starting 3-5, not playing like we wanted to play, and then finding a way to pull together midway through the year to get back, get to the playoffs, win the game. I think a lot of the guys would say, hey, we there was no way we thought we were going to lose. I mean, we had so much confidence going into that playoffs last year because of what we went through and how we pulled together. And I think we still have that this offseason. And then we've added some great guys, some veterans who have fit right in. That combination with guys continuing to grow, I think it's going to lead to something special.
All right, what about the hotter boys?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like that. I already say I'm the hottest hot boy to begin with. I told
right.
that. Right. They don't believe that. Or I'm too hot for the hot boys.
I like
it's controversial right there. Like it could be the name of your album, Too Hot for the Hot Boys.
That could be it.
Speaking of albums, we know that you're a music fan. What's the last great show you got to catch, concert that you saw that you really enjoyed?
You know, I haven't been to a concert in a while. But I think I saw Jack White at the Bomb Factory.
Oh, hell yes.
And that was great. And Bomb Factory is an unbelievable venue. And then we were both at the LCD concert.
Yep. Big fan of them. I've been listening to that live record. It's really, really good.
Yeah. No, that was unbelievable. That record. But I have not gone to a good concert in a while.
Well, that's okay, man. Maybe you can go catch some music after this Saturday when you join your teammates Amari Cooper, Travis Frederick, and your boy Leighton Vander Esch at Mudbug Bash. We're excited to have you, Sean. Thank you so much, not only for jumping on today, but for deciding to be a part of our big party on Saturday.
Well, I appreciate you guys. You guys are the best. I always have a blast talking to you, so I'll see you this weekend now.
Awesome. Thank you, Sean.
All right, see you now.
Take care, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.